Forasmuch then as Christ suffered in the flesh, arm ye yourselves also with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that ye no longer should live the rest of your time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past may suffice to have wrought the desires of the Gentiles, and to have walked in lasciviousness, lust, wine-bibbings, revelings, carousings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them into the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the living and the dead. For unto this end was the gospel preached, even to the dead, that they might be judged indeed according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. 1 Peter 4:1-6. Some men's sins are evident, going before unto judgment, and some men also they follow after. 1 Timothy 5:24. What do you know about judgment? Judgment is a legal decision, order or sentence given by a judge, and all mankind is headed for and will ultimately reach that great destination described as judgment. The Apostle Paul said, "For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5:10. And the Apostle Peter said, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up." 2 Peter 3:10. Folks will line up from here to the moon, affirming a belief in what Paul and Peter revealed. Yet, they also line up like the unfaithful servant and say, "My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servant and the maid servants, and to eat and drink and to be drunken." 12:45. To which the psalmist says, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, there is no fear of God before their eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity will not be found out and be hated." 36:1-2. Individuals who, not by their voice, but by their actions, profess they have no fear of God before their eyes. The Hebrew writer warned brethren of developing such an attitude, saying, "Take heed, brethren, lest happily there shall be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God. But exhort one another day by day, so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we are become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end." 3:12-14. It is this danger of unbelief the Hebrew writer addressed, saying, "Therefore, let us also, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." 12:1. Judgment day is coming. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Peter, saying, "Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for these things, give diligence that ye may be found in peace, without spot and blameless in his sight." 2 Peter 3:14.